is Daf Pei Beis, and we better finish up all there is to drink in there before Pesach. But well, let's briefly review the Mishnah on Pei Alamani Beis. Nitmar Shalem or Rabo Sarfim Oto B'Tzei HaBirah B'Yatzei HaMarecha, whereas Nitmar Miyuto V'Anotar Sarfim Oto B'Chatzoteihem O Al Gagoteihem M'Yatzei Atzma. Nonetheless, at Sikanim, the people that are really cheapos, so in other words, as Tosis explained, we have a Tanai Beit Din that allows us in a pinch, and apparently the money pinching is in a pinch, allows you to use the Atzei HaMa'aracha. Why is it that we force you, if Nitma Shalim Oruba, to burn it publicly in the Beit HaMikdash? Omri B'Yosi Bar Chanina Kedela Vaishad, we want people to be embarrassed. Nitma Miyuto Raminu. We had earlier, over there it's talking about somebody who had only a little bit of meat left, so it's obviously miyuto. Nonetheless, it says he goes back, he burns it in the Beit HaMikdash, utilizing the Eitzim of Hekdesh, despite the fact that it was only miyuto. And yet our Mishnah says that only if it's Nitma Sholem does he burn it Miyatzei HaMa'aracha. Omrif Kama Baruch Falo Kash, it's not really much of a problem. I mean, Kanba Sanai, Kanba Balabayit. When we're talking about over there, somebody who's leaving Yerushalayim, he's not a local. He doesn't have Eitz in handy, a place where he's going to do burning and so on. And so they made a takana for him also, that he could burn it in the Beit HaMikdash. But when you're talking about a Balabayit who lives here, that's somebody who lives here can handle it on his own, as it says in the Mishnah. Let him do it at home. Rav Papa Amar Havavach Sanai. Even the Mishnah here is talking about somebody who doesn't own a home locally. The difference is whether you're on the road or you're not on the road. I mean, if you're Yitzhak Badera, then already, once you're Yitzhak Badera, what do you have? Basically, you're not carrying the firewood with you, obviously, to go home. Whatever you had bought, you'd used, and then now we're going to what? We're going to force you to run around looking for a stop where you could buy firewood to be able to burn it. But we didn't ask for that. We didn't ask him to do that. And we told him he can come back to the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's not Hizik Badera, he's not on the road, then even though he's not a local, but he's got his little campsite, he's got his tent up and so on, let him burn it in his own place. You don't need this Hirzik Badera, and basically Rav Chama is correct, and the point I'll explain it to you. The Lesle Yasuk Etzikanim. Point over here is, makes a great deal of sense. We see already that they were matir with the Tanai based in for people who don't want to burn it in their own rishos, to be matir using the Eitzim of Hekdesh. So it makes sense to say that in a place where somebody doesn't have his own, that he's in the same situation basically as Tzikanim. And that's basically all that it means over here also. Even if you weren't Matzik Badar, being as you're Aksanai, we give you the din of a Tzikani. Turn around.
Like the Chazal made a
takana. Yeah. Not made a takana. Bezdin was actually Mas. There's more than a takana. You have to make a tanai when you buy these Eitzim, that these Eitzim have been bought either for use of Hekdesh or for use of people who can't afford or in a position
or
don't want.
Turn
around. Somebody wants to burn it conveniently in his own rishos and just take the wood from Hegdash. Ain't shomimla. If he wants to burn it in the Beit HaMikdash using his own wood, ain't shomimla. So Abishlam miyatzei amaracha mirchatzrotehen, ain't shomimla. They understand that we don't want to allow people to take wood from Hegdash to their own rishos. I mean, obviously, they may end up with some left over. Yomapai sheminayo, and then they'll use it for some other purpose, and there was no Tanai Bezdin that was set for using Atzei Hegdash to do a barbecue on, and then they'll be over. But why the other way around? What's wrong with bringing your own wood and burning it? If they have been wrong, miyatzei atzma, my time alone. Rav Yosef Omer Shalola Vayeshet Mishayim. Look, I mean, there's people there that are not going to be able to afford wood. And, everybody else bring their own wood, and this guy's coming like a beggar. He's got to ask for wood. So we don't want to put people in that situation. Better, if you want to burn it there, then you'll all have to be in the same boat. Rav Omer? Rav said, no, the problem is that when you leave, you're going to be over in people's eyes if you take your wood back home with you. You have any left over, they'll think you're stealing wood from Egdish. So it's mipnei achshav. Maybe that was a practical nafkamina. No, the reason we don't let you bring your own wood, mipnei habira. Your own wood, that I would take home. It's not Egdish, why can't I take it home? I have left over, I'll go home. But we don't want you to do that. So maybe now, you can be now the Isaac Kani Bacharyuta, the Lokhazi Lamarok. What's talking about over here, nafkamina would be if you go ahead and bring wood that is not suitable for the Marok. So you bring reeds, you know, or from Deka, the Chariot of a Deka, which are thin little branches. Nobody uses that for the Marok ever. It doesn't have any energy, and its energy content is very low when you throw some straw in the Zveyah. I mean, we only had the best wood. So therefore, it's not right for the Marok, and nobody would think for a moment that that wood belongs to Hector. Therefore, because Chshad, there's no Chshad. But Mitam, Mikadei Lo Levayish Mishayim Lo, it's the same Chshad. Same Lo Levayish. It's not Hatzah. As we saw, this Inyan of Kadei Levayish, to put people into a matzav in which Bedafka we are Mavayish them because they weren't properly Makkah, we find also in Tumid, by Rosha Mahamad, I am Ma'aminat Atzimayim Al Shah Mizrach. Over there, we're talking about the night before we have the people that are going to be doing the avoda in the morning. They come up and they sleep there, getting ready for the avoda. And the Mokam Hatzchol, and the Shkad Hatzchol. Anybody who became Tomei during the night is placed in a row in the Shar HaMizrach in the morning. It's right outside of the Azar, the doorway to the Azar. No, they're in the Harabai. Yeah, the Tosfos explains that even though it says that if our carries us to the Machane Leviyah, doesn't mean the whole Machane Leviyah. If you come to the Harabayit, okay, this was the Shara of the Gemara that we had earlier. So it means Leviyah the Shara Azor. Okay, this is the whole Shara I'm learning to Tumid, it's not our Sibirah. So what was the reason to put everybody who's Tumid in a row there? My Taina, Omrev Yazik, Kedeva Vaishan. We want them to be Mevuyash, that they weren't properly Shemer on Taira. That way they'll be more careful. Rav Amar, Mipnei Achshad. We don't want people to think that the reason they didn't show up to do the Aveda is because they had an important business meeting. So if it's this, everybody sees, oh, why wasn't Joe in the Beis HaMikdash today? He wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. I saw him in the morning. He was tummy. He couldn't do the Aveda. But otherwise, they might be chayish that he went for a meeting. Might be now is a practical nafkamina between Rav Yosef and Rav, even El Mechante. Some, look, if a guy basically is retired and he's living off of his own money and he doesn't have any meetings, who's going to be chayish at him? What, he didn't come to Beis HaMikdash because, what, he went to play a game of golf? No one's chayish would do that. Inami the kogodol shishura. Maybe the guy is a poor guy and his business consists of making ropes. How much money can you make already in a morning of rope making? Nobody's going to be chayish at going would miss out on his chance to do the avodah of Beis HaMikdash to make a couple of bucks. Bishlema, a guy, big businessman already, new mailer, it's a $10 million deal. I'll work in the Beis HaMikdash some other time. So he would be b'chayshish. Very, very interesting, the different psychology. Nowadays, I don't know. It's a dover push that any Kohen would be plotting to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He would never miss it, if not for some very serious issue.
Embarrassing
people about things that they can be careful about, and not embarrassing them about things that are not their fault.
How can he?
Balkari can be more careful. Tosi says before. He's talking about also Balkari also. Yep. Okay, let's try it again. A Pesach sheyatza or shenitma. David Korban Pesach that was yotze chutzal mechitzase or it became tame, it's burned immediately. When it says yisaref, so finot olchnei abira means right then and there. It doesn't mean you wait until the first day of Chol HaMoed like you would for nota. We don't burn. Remember, we don't burn sulei mukdashim on yonta. So if anything was left over from the Korban Pesach, it would be burned on the second day of Yantar, first day of Chol HaMoed, that's the Boker Sheni. But if you had something that became possible on Erev Pesach, Korban Pesach actually became Tomei, it was Yotzi, you burn it right there on the spot. Yisarev Miyad, Nidmu HaBa'alim, on the other hand, if the problem wasn't in the Korban itself, the problem was in the owner. Let's say the Ba'alim all became Tomei, now there's nobody to eat it. O Shemet, or maybe all of the owners died. There, we don't burn it on the spot. To Ubar Tzurato, allow it to get ruined, meaning let it stay overnight. And then it would be the same as Notar. Yisarev B'Shishasar, you burn it the first day of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Avzei Yisarev Miyad B'Fishein Lo Ochli. A Korban Pesach that has no one to eat it is a psul in the Korban Pesach. Therefore, you should burn it right away. So in other words, we have a question. of whether a psum machmat davar acher, something external to the actual korban itself, if that's considered to be the equivalent of a psum begufo, and therefore should be burned immediately or not. Machloket Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha and the Tanakhama. We'll get into the details of this machloket in the Gemara.
Is it also shefik?
Yeah, of course. How could it become tamei without a shefik? An animal can't become tamei by definition. No, that we saw already. As long as one of them, remember, that was all sugya. One of them is enough to be machshir.
No, but one of them. All chabura has to die.
Yeah, yeah.
It
does. It don't have to. Unfortunately, Erev Pesach has a history of that kind of thing. You know. No, automobile accidents. Horrible. I'm saying there's been horrible stories all the time. Every Erev Pesach, people in a rush. They're dead tired. They travel all night.
One of the lives is okay. One of the lives is okay.
Yeah, we saw earlier.
The Sefer tells the story of the year before, about three different groups that were fighting each other. They choose three for Pesach. Then broke the truce and murdered their fellow Jews as they were bringing Korban Pesach.
You're comparing this to automobile accidents?
No, I'm saying this is the Maisa Shanai, the year of the Korban.
Yeah,
there
okay.
were people who died having brought.
It's a time in Barney, isn't it?
That's sense.
Almost like today. So Vishlema Tamei. Now the Gemara is interested in knowing where did this come from? Where does it say in the Torah that there's a din of Sreifa? That matters an immediate Sreifa. So Tamei, an animal that becomes Tamei after it's supposed to be a korban. That I know because it says. It's interesting that the psukim that we have over here from the two parshas on either side, either from Sav or from Shmi, we're holding right in the time of all of the drushas that we're going to learn today. So it says, "Abasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo ye'achel ve'ishi sarev." So tamei, I know. It says beferish, any meat that's either karmi shlamim kol shekein kosher kadoshim that touches tamei of any kind shall be burned. Ela yotze midol. How do we know that even yotze, that star, is burned? Dichtiv. This is from next week's parsha. Hein lo huva et damar lakodesh pnima. So what happened over here? Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and he finds that the basar of the Soyer Rosh Chodesh has been burned. He's very upset. What's going on over here? We were supposed to take good care of the Karbanis. Today is the day of the Miluyim. The Shechina appears and you burn. Something happened to Pasul the Karban. What's going on? So Amar lo Moshe li'Aaron. Moshe was essentially telling Aaron, Madua lo achaltem et achatat. Explain to me why you didn't eat the Karban Chatas. And then he continues to say, Hein lo huva et damar lakodesh pnima. The blood wasn't brought inside of the Beit HaMikdash where it wasn't supposed to be brought, because it's a chatas chitzena. So, meaning, but if it had been, it would have been possible, correct? That's one of our mikorot for the halachas. We'll see later on that if a korban chatas, whose dam is not meant to be brought in, is brought in, so it would be possible. However, he uses that extra word pnima, which is not necessary, and so we're medayik like this. Moshe asks Aaron, why did you not eat the chatas? Shema nichnas dama lifnai velifnim. Obviously, since Moshe says, well, if the dam wasn't nichnas bifnim, so he apparently had asked, and Aaron had said, no, that's not what happened. Okay, so Aaron told him, no. Oh, my Lord. So then, by stress, Rashi learns that there's a diet in the word pnima. Now what he's saying is, so if it was pnima, so in other words, he had already asked, and therefore, was it Yotzei Chutz of the Azorah? And Aaron said, no, it was Pnima. It's another word, in other words. Hey, lo huva damel HaKodesh. A, we've agreed to that. Did it perhaps go out? No, Pnima. It was inside. Therefore, achol tochlo oto, you should have eaten it. But from here we see that in fact, Shema Chutz Mechitzato Yatzta, that it should have been burned then, and I would have accepted it. But now you're telling me that it wasn't Chutz Mechitzato. The Azara.
Either direction, I guess.
No, one of them is Pnima, one of them is out.
No.
So Aaron responds to him, love? Absolutely not. But Kodesh Haita. Actually, other Rishonim say that the Diyuk of the Gemara is based on the word Kodesh instead of Pnima. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, if that's the case, Elova et Amala Kodesh, and it was Pnima. Madua lo achaltem oto, then why didn't you eat it? But michlal, does that not mean that had Aaron responded to Moshe's question, it said, yes, indeed, it had been Yosef. So then he would have said, oh, then I understand. So then if it would have been Inami, if it would Dafka, Inami Ayodama Lefni, had it gone either inside or outside, then indeed batsreifagi. It's clear from the pasuk that Moshe would have said, no, then I understand why you burned it. So from here we see that a psul in the korban is chayiv and sreifa if it's yotze. So bishleimad nitma says, okay, fine. Let's take a look at the makor of the halacha. The nitma we learned out from the shlomim. Abos rashi yigah b'chol tameh is in the parsha shlomim. It's kachim kalim. So if the Torah is mapping kachim kalim to burn it, kosher came the kachim kadoshim. However, the story over here in Shemini of the conversation between Aharon and Moshe was regarding the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh, Soyer of Rosh Chodesh is a Chattas, which means it's Kodesh Kodashim. So Ashkan Kodesh Kodashim, where over there the Torah is Makbid on Yotzei Chutz Liazara, but Kodeshim Kalim, how do we know Kodeshim Kalim? That would be Yotzei Chutz L'Mechitzata, which is outside of Yerushalayim, not outside of Liazara. How do we know that Kodeshim Kalim would also have been Chayev and Sreif Aminola? Furthermore, Betu, Hodetanya, the Braita takes it further. I mean, we've only discussed Yotze and Tume. There's a lot of other things that could go wrong. How about Landama? How about if the blood, instead of being sprinkled on the spot, was left overnight? So now, or left till night. Nishpach Dama. The blood now spills out before we get a chance to Zerika. Or Yatsadama Chutzekalayim. Or how about if the Dam is Yotze beyond the Azora? In all of these cases, Kaimelan Bistreifa, the din over there is that it has to be burned. How do we know that? Even if you're right about these psukim, but these psukim at the most address Tuma and Yotze. They don't address every single possible psul. So how do we know that that's the case? Nafkanon min Rabbi Shimon. All of that is learned from the drush of Rabbi Shimon, where it says, V'chol chatat, asher yuva midama, elo moed l'kaper v'kodesh, lo te'achal pesh tisarei. So v'chol chatat, why is it v'chol chatat? The Chol Chatat tells me something more. Bakodesh Beish Tisarev. The Pashat of Shad of the Pasuk is Li made Al Chatat Shisrei Fatah Bakodesh. From here we see, where do you need to burn the Chatats? In the Kodesh. Ein Li Ela Zo Bilvat Shar Psulei Kodeshei Kodeshim Leimurim Kachim Kalim Inayi. How do I know things besides the Korban Chatas? Or a Psul not in the Basar of Kachim Kalim, but in the Imurim of Kachim Kalim, where it goes out of the Azora. How do we know that that also is burned? Talmud Lomar, this parenthesis is absolutely wrong. We need that word. That's the whole point of the drasha. V'chol, the first part of the passage is V'chol Chatat. Add the V'chol to Bakodesh Be'esh Tisarev, later on in the pasuk. It doesn't really say Bakodesh Be'esh Tisarev, Bakodesh Lo Te'achel Be'esh Tisarev. But read the pasuk as saying Kol Bakodesh Be'esh Tisarev. In other words, anything that has that psul, whether it's Kachin Kalim, Murim, or whether it's Kachin Kachim, shall be burnt in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, it's all very nice for Kachin Kadashim, but how about the Basar Kachin Kalim, which has a din of pure Kachin Kalim, you know? Okay, read that. Kol Psulo Bakodesh, Bisrefa. Lo Shna Kachin Kalim, Lo Shna Kachin Kachim does not have a mocker in the Torah. It indeed is Gemara Gemirala. It's a Alok Alamashim Sinai. Any Psul whatsoever, whether it's Kachin Kalim or Kachin Kadashim, is meant to be burned. Then what's the whole point of Chatas Aaron? What's the whole point of that discussion? I mean, if we know it's Halakha L'Moshe Misinai, why do we need that discussion?
You might break it down.
Yeah, well, we need it because it happened. Yeah. So the Chatas Aaron, Mishum Maizu Shoya, Kachoy, that's what happened. Doesn't mean without that plus, we wouldn't have known the Halakha. It's just the conversation was the conversation that took place. And how about according to the Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avuah? Now note, it doesn't say in this plus when to burn it, it just says to burn it. According to Rabba Bar Avuah, we saw earlier that he holds Afilu Pigul, which is like the most powerful psul, Ton Ibur. You still have to wait. You don't burn it on the spot. You need to wait till the next morning as if it were notar. Notar was only burned the morning after, obviously, when it became notar. Minola. So how does he know that when it says to burn, it doesn't mean burn, baby, burn, which is get to it right now? How do you know it means to wait? He learns that from the pasuk in which the Torah refers to avon, both by pigol and by notar. So he learns avon, avon minotar, just like notar. By definition, is Ibur Tzura. That's what notar means, that it's left after its time, so it's no longer fresh. So therefore, the same way we had HaNefesh Ochelet Mimena Avonat Tisa by Pigel, is compared, according to him, to notar with Ochlav Avonal Yisa. And therefore, it too has to wait overnight. Ask the Gemara, how do you know to compare Avon Avon to notar? I mean, why don't we say that we should compare Nelef Avon Avon Michatat Aharon? Why don't we learn it out from Aaron's own thing? There it also says, "Otana tanachem lasetet avon ha'ida." That was part of Moshe Rabbeinu's speech. Why didn't you eat this carbon? It was given to you in order to carry the avon of the tzibur. So why don't we compare that avon and say the avon Avachatat Aharon is the one that applied. They burned it immediately. So I don't understand why. What makes you choose that one? Nelef Avon Avon Bechatat Aharon. Omar Lecha, he will respond to you. Chatat Aharon is no different. On the contrary, Chatat Aharon also normally he Gavna Nami Ibur Tzura Ledoro Duboy. On the contrary, we would learn that Chatat Aharon, meaning any type of psul, even in the Chatas of the Rosh Chodesh, would also have required Yibur Tzura. The only reason that at that particular time they burned it on the same day, as is clear from the Pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu walked in, V'hinei Suraf was already burned. That was all Rasha. In other words, it was clear to everybody, Aharon and Moshe included, if there would be a psul, obviously we wouldn't leave it over. It's not a standard day in which we're working in the Beit HaMikdash, we're working in the Mishnah. This is the day of the Miloim. If something goes wrong, you get it out of the way. It's not that we're collecting things over here as part of our normal quotidian avoda. I mentioned that. So therefore, we can't learn out from it to define what Allah is. On the contrary, we learn out from this album that, I understand, where were you? You spoke about it. This expression doesn't tell you.
In his neighborhood.
Strange. So over there was Oracha. Okay. So now you're saying Hashem in a kop suloi because the Kodesh was
sweet. Aaron's
Aharon was Oracha. We don't leave it around. That was the question. No.
Aaron's answer to Moshe was because of the.
No. Aaron's had nothing to do with Oracha. Aaron took for granted that Moshe would have agreed that the Sreifa should be now. The only question is why the Sreifa. So now you're telling me kop suloi the Kodesh was Sreifa. Loshla kashi kachim, loshla kashim kalim. It's all Allah on the Moshe Sinai, huh? So I understand. So the first pasuk that we had from this Shabbos and past Shabbos is parsha. Bakodesh beis tisareif. I mean, what do I need that for? You're telling me the Torah needs to tell me by Shalomim that there's been a sreifa. I understand. Why bother saying that? It's all a local emergency anyway. I mean, there's another 20 cases. So why are we mentioning that? No. That's telling me. I'm sorry. I skipped. Bakodesh beis tisareif is the reference to the Chagas. That's telling me, Omi Boyleis is Reif Fata Bakodesh. Didn't say where to burn it. It just said to burn it. I still need to know that I have to burn it Bakodesh. And by Kachim Kalim, last week's Parsha, Basar Shin Gabachot Amin Lo Yachel, Baishi Sareif Lomali. Oh, no. That one I don't know from the Halacha Lomash Misina. Awula Gufa Yitzvich. There I need the whole Halacha. Why is that? Because Salka Daitat Amina, if I just would have had the Halacha Lomash Misina, which states, Kol, Shepsulai, Bakedesh, etc., right? How do you understand the word Psula Bakedesh? I would have thought Psula Bakedesh means things that have to do with Halachas that affect only things that are Kodesh. Let's say Landama, Nizrakdama, Nishpachdama, Yatsadama, you know, maybe I shechted in the middle of the night, which is perfectly okay for Chulin, but not good for Kodesh. So those things, okay, that I understand. Now, luckily, Moshe Mishina is depressing. I have to do Sreifa, the let no be Chulin, because it doesn't have an equivalence if it wouldn't be Kodesh. That's what Kol Pesach Tzulai Bekodesh means. But how about Nitzma? I mean, Chulin can become Tamei, so that's how Kol Pesach Bekodesh. It's Kodesh Tamei. So maybe Nitma the Bechulin Nami Nitzel Emo Helvi It's Avi Be Uvdin the Chol Emeloti Boy Sreifa. This could have been Kfura. Since basically what has happened to it is that it's been treated as a secular item without any reference to its kedusha, and it's already Tamei anyway. So maybe I can bury it. I mean, who says it has to be burned? From Ashram, therefore, I need the pasuk by Shlomim to tell me that Habasar Sheigah Bechol Tamei. Nonetheless, Beis Yisareiv Nitmu Habali Moshe Metu to Ubar Tzuratan. So we have a machlokas the Tanakama over here with Reb Yochanan ben Broka, and he tells that Avze Yisareiv the Fishen Lo Ochlin. Says now Reb Yosef, let's understand this machlokas. Machlokas Shnitmu Balim Achra Zrika. The only machlok between Reb Yochanan ben Broka and the Tanakama is if the Balim became Tamei after we did the Zrika Sadam, because at the moment that we did the Zrika Itchazi Basar La'achila, the Basar was already roy to be eaten, so you have kosher meat, which suddenly now has to be left around. Okay, so that's the equivalent of notar. That's like, it's not a psul begufo now. Had the bialim been unra'ui, even before the zrika, in which case the zrika itself was never done in a way that was matir, the meat to eat, so then it's psul meat, burn it right now. It's the same as any other psul. D'lo yischazei basal achila. Over there, even the Tanakama would have agreed, divrei hako yisareif miyad, and that would be the equivalent of psul begufo. They say, to which the Gemara asks on Rav Yosef, it says, Zehaklal, Kosha Vesulo Begufo Yisareif Miyad. Where you have a psul in the etz and carbon itself, then it's burned immediately. But if the psul is either in the dam or in the baalim, to ubad surato, you have to wait till the morning, and then yetzei lebeit ha-sreifa, doesn't burn in the Beit HaMikdash proper, it goes out to the Beit HaSreifa. Now, note that the two exceptions, psul HaBekodesh, is dam and baalim. Now, obviously, the only psul of dam is with Nezrika. Once the dam is after Zrika, there's nothing that could pass the carbon anymore. The dam is just leftovers. It doesn't have any meaning. So just like the dam is referred to here only with Nezrika, clearly when we're talking about the baalim, we're talking about the baalim, the same situation as the dam, ab baalim with Nezrika. Therefore, what Rabbi Yosef says doesn't make sense. To say that we're talking about only a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Roke and the Tanakam in a case where it was Liachas Rika. You're right. Eliyahu talking about it. Must be the opposite of what Rabbi Yosef said was machlokas, shenitmu balam lifnezrika. Where do we find a machlokas? Where, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ben Roka, it's considered to be a psul in the actual korban. That's only if the balam was possible before the zrika. Since the basa was lo yiskazi la'achila at all, it was never roiti. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, look, that's already the equivalent of like a psul begufa. But even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would be moda, the opposite of what we said before. That if it was nitmu v'alim li'achas riga, once itchazi basar la'achila, once the meat was at one point right to be eaten, divrei hakol psulo machmat davar acher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would never have held under those circumstances that I have to burn it right away. That's obviously an exterior psul. And there it's boy yibur tzuri, even though you can't use it. It's like anything else. Rabbi Yochanan amar, afli achar zrika nami machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not true. The machlok is across the board, even liachar zrika. And this, by the way, is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan shita overall. Oh, the Rabbi Yochanan l'taymi. How do I know? Because Rabbi Yochanan points out that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Nechemya hold exactly the same thing. Amru davar achad. Rabbi Yochanan Broka, which is what we just had in our Mishnah. What is the reference to Rabbi Nechemya, who says the same thing, supposedly? Rabbi Nechemya Mahi, Tetanya Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Mipnei Aninut Nisrafazu, Lekach Ne'emar Ka'ele. Note that Aaron HaKohen, in responding to Moshe Rabbeinu, says to Moshe, In Hayom Hikrivu Et Chatatam. And then, Vatikreno Oti Ka'ele. Something like this horrible thing that happened to me, that I was now in a matzav of Aninut because of the death of my children. So that's why it was Nisra. Otherwise, why is he bringing it up? So, according to him, it was burned only because it wasn't eaten mitam aninut. Well, aninut has the same din as liachas rika. Doesn't matter when it occurred. That's not the point. But in terms of the psul, it has no shaykhas. No matter when they died, it has no shaykhas to the psul.
Why?
Because...
Because
this korban chatas is not a pesach, doesn't need to be eaten. So even if there's something that makes it impossible to be eaten, it's not like a korban pesach. It doesn't have bilum. It's like any other korban. So it wasn't eaten. Big deal. And there was no psul of hakrova baninus, as rika baninus, because as Aaron said, a kohen gadol is allowed to be, is supposed to be makriv baninus, right? So ain't he grievu, as he says in the book, did they makriv it? Ani hikravti. What are you asking me? Whether maybe it was burned because they were makriv? Of course not. What do you think, we're amaratzim? I was makriv it. So, I mean, he's really pushing motion to the corner. So what's it burning for already? That I'm not going to tell you. Let's see if you can guess. Huh? Was it Nichmas Pnim? Nope. Was it Yotzei Chutz? Nope. Was it Mishum Aminus? Nope. It's a brilliant conversation. I don't know what the Goyim will read the Bible doing with such a very strange. The first argument about halacha in history. So now, according to that, you see that you would burn it, even though it's the pagam to le'achas rika. And Rabbi Yochanan says that that shita of Rabbi Nechemya is the equivalent shita to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, which is completely consistent with Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan says the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and the Tanakama was whether it was le'achas rika or le'achas rika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds across the board that that's considered to be the equivalent of a psul in the korban gufa. That's why he can say that Rabbi Yochanan broke a home from Rabbi Nechemya. But otherwise, obviously, he couldn't have said that, because even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, according to Rabbi Yosef, was made there that if it was the psul was liachas rika, that it wasn't considered to be a psul begufa. And aninus would be the equivalent of liachas rika, since it's irrelevant to the zrika. Sorry?
It doesn't help us for Pesach, because we don't understand what would happen if it wasn't even eaten, correct?
I don't know. We're not talking about Pesach.
So what's it doing here?
Nonetheless, when was it burned? La'altar. They didn't wait until it became notar. It was perfectly kosher. It was burned right away. Rabba says, not only does Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Nehemiah hold the same thing, but so does Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Omer, Kol ha'inyan kulo, eno medaber, ela beporem ha'nisrafim, ubesirim ha'nisrafim, lisrof tzvayen, ha'beit ha'srifa, v'liten lo ta'aseh al achilatan. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili disagrees with our fundamental assumption. Our fundamental assumption was that the pasuk of the Kol Chatat Asher Yuvah Midama Pnima is a reference to a normal chatas who had his dam brought in, and now it becomes possible because of that, and therefore lo te'achel be'ez tisaret. Says Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, no, that's not what it's referring to. It's referring to a korban chatas that's supposed to be brought in. In other words, it's the chatas on his refes. So it's not talking about a chatas achitzona that went in. It's talking about a chatas apnimis. So let's say you have a par helam dover shel tzibur that's meant to have its dam brought inside. Comes along the third to say, any such type of chatas, a shayuvah dama pnima, which is supposed to be brought inside, is indeed meant always lo te'achel. There's no din of achila on such a chatas. Be'ish tisarev, and it's a din in a chatas, it's a chatas nisrefet. So that's the actual correct halacha. This last piece of the pasuk about be'ish tisarev, that's its actual chiyah. There it says v'sarafot ala etzim. So what's it coming to tell me? That if it was nifsal, then ba'esh tisareif ba'kodesh. Only if it was not nifsal with an additional tzul, then it's taken out, chutz l'shalosh machanot, the whole thing that we do with the chatas ha'nisrefet, we don't burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. So in other words, if it's done ketikuna, it's burned chutz l'shalosh machanot, in Rehov HaKomah HaShlishit. They discovered the place in my neighborhood. I lived there for many years. But the lo ta'aseh over here would be on the psul, not on the kosher. So they asked Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it's all part of the story of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, which we haven't gotten yet to the part that's similar to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Omru lo, so how do you know that a kosher chatas, shenichbats dama lefnai velefnimi nayin, how do you know over there that that's possible? Oh, he says, that I know from the story of Moshe and Aaron. Because Moshe tells Aaron that, hey, lo huva dama, ela kodesh pnima, if the dam wasn't nichbats befnim, why'd you burn it? Michlal di'i nafik, then inami ayodama mashba, that had it gone out or had it gone in, then it would have been indeed misreifa. That I hold is actually kosher misreifa. So you see from here, in other words, according to him, the psul would be that I would burn it misreifa. Okay, I don't know that from the pasuk. So now apparently we don't require over here any ibur tzura, anything else. So therefore, what he's saying over here, it's mashma, that for normal circumstances, I would burn it. Indeed, I would burn it right away, even though there was a psul, any psul at all, even a psul in the dam. So you said the dam isn't the buser, is it? So you see from here that a psul in the dam would also have meant that I would burn it right away. Rabbi Yochanan said that's not the same. Dam is the same as the buser. It's not the same as the bialin. I'm trying to bring you a case. There's really three darkies. Where something was nifsal itself. The botza was nifsal. The emurim were nifsalik. Okay, that's case number one, where the Tanakam in our Mishnah says that's to be burned bekodesh. Mashain kein, if the psul is bevailin, then yisarek b'shishasa to bar tzurato. How about a middle case? How about if it's the dam is possible? The botza is perfectly kosher, but the dam was one. So then what's the difference? Is that psulo machmas dover acher? The same as the violin, or is that psula begufa? So Rabba, who said Rabbi Yossi HaGlili agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, because obviously he says that even though only the dam was nichlas lefnai velefnim, or the dam was yotze, that we're going to have to go now and we're going to burn the busser, and that's acceptable. He says that's the same thing as saying that there's a psula in the violin, that's acceptable to burn it right away. So that if that's the case, he holds the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. But Rabba, who does not add Rabbi Yossi HaGlili to the list of those who hold that psula b'bailin is burned, he says, what's the comparison? Dam u'basar chodah milsehi. But b'alim miltach ritehi. To say that if there's a psula in the b'alim, that's the equivalent of a psula in the dam, is stretching it. So if there's a psula in the b'alim, there we have our machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and the Tanakama. If there's a psula in the dam, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili isn't saying necessarily anything different than the Tanakama would say. He never addressed the question of the dam. I hold he would have said the same thing about the dam as he would have said about the basar. We could do a brief review. All right, well, let's take 2 minutes. So what comes out over here is that the Gemara ends by saying that we have three dargas. We have a psul in something, like the basar, or like the emurim. So the basar and emurim, everybody agrees if there's a psul in it, psul of yotzei, psul of tuma, that the halacha is, it's burned bakodesh on the spot. That's fine. How about if the psul is that there's no bialim to eat the basar? There we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Broka, and the Rabbanan. But there's a machlokas about what that machlokas is. Does that machlokas mean that even after there was a zrika, and now the meat was perfectly kosher for 2 hours, and then the bialim died, and the bialim became tummy, now there's nobody to eat the meat? Would Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Broka say that even in a case like that, it's considered to be the equivalent of a psul in the actual korban, and that it should be burned right away? Or would he agree with the Tanakhama that in such a case it should definitely be burned the next day, because there was nothing really innately wrong with that meat? It's just accidentally, incidentally, other items pass the meat. That was a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. How far does the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Broka and the Tanakhama extend? Now, there's also a middle stage. The middle stage is, there's a psul in the dam, but the basar, nothing happened to directly. What's the halacha over there? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that if there's a psul in the dam, that the basar is burned right away. Rabbah contends that that proves that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds. Because a psul in the dam only affects the basar incidentally, but it's not a direct psul in the basar. And therefore, if he says it should be burned right away, it must be that he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka that we don't distinguish between an incidental psul and an innate psul. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not true. It may well be that Rabbi Yossi Aglili would say that about the dam, because he holds even the Tanakhama would have said that about dam. Dam and basar are equivalents. They're both dinim in the carbon per se, even though they may not be in the basar per se, but they're certainly innate in what it takes to make this basar edible. Mashain kein, a pagam in the bialim, it may well be that Rabbi Yossi Aglili would have agreed, not with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but rather with the Tanakhama, that we require Ibur Tzura. So we have a machlokas, Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan, about what Rabbi Yossi Aglili would have held if it was a psul in the bialim. Okay? So we have three different levels, and two machlokas about the shitas within, about two machlokas and within those two levels. The whole nafkamina is whether we wait until the 16th. Is that clear enough? Great. We could do a brief review. All right. Well, let's take 2 minutes. So what comes out over here is that the Gemara ends by saying that we have three dargas. We have a psul in something, like the basar, or like the emurim. So the basar and emurim, everybody agrees if there's a psul in it, psul of yotzei, psul of tuma, that the halacha is, it's burned bakodesh on the spot. That's fine. How about if the psul is that there's no bialim to eat the basar? There we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and the Rabbanan. But there's a machlokas about what that machlokas is. Does that machlokas mean that even after there was a zrika, and now the meat was perfectly kosher for 2 hours, and then the bialim died, but the bialim became tummy, now there's nobody to eat the meat? Would Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka say that even in a case like that, it's considered to be the equivalent of a psul in the actual korban, and that it should be burned right away? Or would he agree with the Tanakhama that in such a case it should definitely be burned the next day, because there was nothing really innately wrong with that meat? It's just accidentally, incidentally, other items pass the meat. That was a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. How far does the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and the Tanakhama extend? Now, there's also a middle stage. The middle stage is, there's a psul in the dam, but the basar, nothing happened to directly. What's the halacha over there? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that if there's a psul in the dam, that the basar is burned right away. Rabbah contends that that proves that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds. Because a psul in the dam only affects the basar incidentally, but it's not a direct psul in the basar. And therefore, if he says it should be burned right away, it must be that he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka that we don't distinguish between an incidental psul and an innate psul. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not true. It may well be that Rabbi Yossi Aglili would say that about the dam, Because the old, even the Tanna Kamma would have said that about Dam. Dam and Basar are equivalents. They're both dinim in the carbon per se, even though they may not be in the Basar per se, but they're certainly innate in what it takes to make this Basar edible. Mashem Kein, a Pagam, in the Bilin, it may well be that Rabbi Yossi Aglili would have agreed, not with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but rather with the Tanna Kamma, that we require Ibur Tzura. So we have a Machlokas, Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan, about what Rabbi Yossi Aglili would have held if it was a psul in the Bilim. Okay? So we have three different levels and two machlokas and about the shitas within, about two machlokas and within those two levels.
Okay?
The whole nafkamin is whether we wait until the 16th. Okay. Is that clear enough? Great. From the Mishnah. Itmash alay moro ba sofim atav nei avira ma'atzi amarach anit lam yotav yanot ha sofim atav lechatzrotehem o agar batayim etzi etzman. Hatzikanim sofim atav nei avira bishu lanot mi'atzi amarach. My time, I'm ready to be able to get in the shot. Yet, mommy, you to run in a chemish, yet, some initial line is cashish, be out of a circuit, a shame about Sophim, Sarfo, with the Komovi, Mlav, Kotev, Sophar, Nehadai, Abira, Meatsia, Marahan, over here, it's only Miuto, obviously. Omrev Kamabaruk, the Kashi, Kanbak Sanai, Kanabalabai, Rev Papa Marhova, Baksanai, Kanshi, Zibadera, Kanshi, Zibadera, Rev Svira Marliolon, Kidama Mika, Kanbak Sanai, Kanabalabai. And you don't even need that he was using Badera. The reason that we were martyred for an Aksanai is because the Aksanai came in the Ledlo, Asuk et Sekanim. The Tanan et Sekanim, Sofim Atul Lefnei Abira, Vishvila Not Miatzi Amaracha, because we see that we're interested in making Tanayim to make life easier for people. What do you need that it has to be Yotzi Badera? He's no different than a guy who's stingy. Tan Rabbana. Well, the Sarfo Bechatzotehen, Umiatzi Amaracha in Shomim Lehen. Lefnei Abira, Umiatzi Atma in Shomim Lehen. So Bishlei, Umiatzi Amaracha Bechatzotehen in Shomim Lehen, that's obvious. Dilma paisha minayu, and then they'll end up using it for chol biyor v'amihila to be ledei takala. Elo lifnei abira me'atzei atzman my time alone. Rav Yosef omer shkedei sholo levayesh et misha'im lo. Rav Amar v'ipnei hachshad, when they take some back. That's their own, but no one will know. Mar b'nei we can be now the ayte kanif v'charyuta v'lochazi v'maharacha. We have a similar din of kedei levayesh in the Mishnah and Tamid. Tznan atam, rosh ha-ma'amad haya ma'amid et atbeim al-shara nizrah. My time omer Rav Yosef kedei levayesham. Rav Amar v'ipnei hachshad. My binayu, you can be now on the fante, inami de kagado shishura. A pesach shiat sarsha nitma, yisarf miyat. Nitmu abalim o shemetu to ubar tsurato vin yisrek shishasa. Rebiokhan ben brokomer, abze yisrek miyat, lefisha ima ochlin. To be shleim atame chtiv abasar shiigaba chotame lo yachel beish yisarek. Elo yotse, minola. Tichtim, in lo uva adamela kodesh pnima. Omelo moshe layalan, maduwa lo achalte metachatat. Shema nechnaz dama lefnaim ilefnim. Omelo, nope. Amalo Shema Chutzun Mechitzat Ayatzta. Amalo, no. Bekodesh Haita. Amalo, I don't get it. Iba Kodesh Haita. Vein Luvad Amal HaKodesh Pnima. Madua Lo Echaltem Unta. Miklal, the Inavka, Inami Ayad Amal HaFnim. It would have been about Sreifa. Okay, so Bishlema Nitma, Gole Rechon HaBakotshin Kalam is referring to Shlomim over there. So Koshkin Koshi Kadosh. Ela Yotzei, the only thing that we see is Koshi Kadosh, and like the story of Shorosh Kodesh, which is what next week's parish is discussing. Bekotshin Kalam in Olam. The two. Hadetanya Landama. In all of these cases, time and unbisreifa. How do we know that? That naftalam in Rabbi Shimon. The time of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kodesh, Beish Tisareif, Limed al Chatach Esreifata Bakodesh. Emi el Azogil Vachar Psilik Kachi Kadashim, Emurin Kachi Kalim Ibaim, Tamalam Vakol Bakodesh Beish Tisareif. Ashkar Kachi Kadashim, Kachi Kalim Inola, Ela Kol Psilik Kadesh Bisreifa, Loshva Kachi Kalim, Loshva Kachi Kadashim, Gemara Gemirila. Chatas the Aaron, Mishumas Yeshaya Kachaya. The time of the Rabbah Baravu, the Omra Fil Pigol to Unibur Tzura Minalan. Yelif Avon Avon Minotar. Why not Nelif Avon Avon Michata Daron? Amlecha because Chata Daron Ki Aygavna normally Ibur Tzura the Dorot Boy. The only reason they burned it right away over there was because Oracha Aita. So Hashem in the Kopsu the Kodesh Besreif. Loshna Kachik Kadosh, Loshna Kachik Kalim. It's all Gemara Gemira Laz Alachan Vashem Sinai. So then, what was the point of saying Bakodesh Beishti Sareif? Ahumi Boy Loshna Sareif Ata Bakodesh. And what's the point of saying by the Shlomim, Abasar Shi Gabachot Amel Lo Yachav Eishi Sareif Lamali? No, the Gufik Sareif. So Kadate Chamina that the Loshin of the Alachan Vashem Sinai of quote Kopsu the Kodesh unquote refers to like Landama, Nishpartama, Yatsadama, Nishkata Balayla. I understand that that's Misrefo because let nu bechulin. But Nitma, which could apply to Chulin as well, so Ima Hoel Vitavi Beyudin the Chol, Ima Loti Boy Srefa, Tiskele Bekvura. Kamashman, even that's included. Nitma Abali Moshe Metu to Ubar Tzuratan. Omer of Yosef, the Machlok is Rabbi Yochanan Broker, the Tanakam is only, She Nitma Abali Acher Zrika, Ditzchazi Basal Achila. Ava Nitma Abali Mifnei Zrika, Dolitzchazi Basal Achila. That for sure is Divya Kolin and Tanakam Otzi Sarei. What? Meisrei. Zeh klal kosher psulah gufi sarf miyad b'damu b'baalim. Tu ubad suratov yetzel abeg asrifa. Now look. Katani baalim dum yedam. Ma dam lifnei zrika baalim lifnei zrika. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar machlok. Shrik b'baalim lifnei zrika lo yitchazi b'asal achila. Da'ave leke psulah gufa. Ava lit b'baalim lach zrika yitchazi b'asal achila. Tirei hakol psulah machlok sarf achra bo yibetzura. So this shita holds dam and baalim both are considered to be exteriorized psulim. Okay, which of course is nageya, the machlok is coming up. Divakop psulim machlok sarf achra bo yibetzura. Rabbi Yochanan af liyachas zrika nami machlok is. The other Rabbi Yochanan taimi. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah, Rabbi Nechemya ben Dovachar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah, I'm referring to the Amor and Ramishna. Rabbi Nechemya might have taimi, but putting Ramim with the Aninutis of Fazul. The Kach Neymar, Yikreini Ke'ele. But Aninut is always, by definition, in a Chakas, the equivalent of Achra Zrika by the Korban Pesach. And therefore, it shouldn't have been burnt right away, and yet it's Tarav La'alter. So apparently they're all the same thing. Rabbah is Moshe Fim and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, all the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah. The time Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I'm calling and calling him a Dabar Leparman, it's Rabbim Siam and Zrafim, Lisrok Sulayem, Abet HaSreifa, instead of burning it, Abet HaBira, instead of burning it in the Abet HaSreifa, which we would have done if it would have been Kodesh, and Liten Lo Tatsal Achilatam. Omer Lo, so according to you that the Pesach is referring to a normal Chatat HaPnimit, how about a Chatat, a normal Chatat, Shinichnaz, Shinichnaz, Dama Lefnai, Lefim, Inayim, Oh, Malahim, that I learned out from Moshe Aaron. It says, Ein lo huva adam ala kodesh p'nima. Mashma, di nafiki, nami ayel dama. It would have indeed have to be burned. So therefore, you see, a psul in the dam is the same as if it was a psul in the basar. Uh-huh. So apparently it holds the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah. So that's what Rabbah says. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Dam, u'basar, he may hold his chadam yosi. Balim is milta frite. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are three different targots.